Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm so glad you joined us. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ of the World broadcast. I'd like to begin sharing this scripture. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. That's 1 Chronicles 29, verses 11 and 12. And there's another scripture the Lord put on my heart that I'd like to share with you. And let me just read them for you. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with streams and pools of water, with springs flowing in the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce, and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Beloved, I feel in the spirit that we're on the threshold of the beginning of some new things in the Lord. It's a time of moving on into some new things that he has prepared for us. It's a time of expectancy, and I just want to encourage your heart to look forward and not back. Sometimes it's good to look back, review, and reflect, but don't be preoccupied with what has been, because what is coming is going to take your full attention and is going to take your all of your energies to just enter into all that God has for us. I'm excited about what I'm sensing in the Spirit. We're at the threshold of something, some wonderful things, and I believe in your personal life you're going to see some real changes begin to be effected. If we learn our lessons from the past, there's a heritage of unspeakable blessings for God's people in the days ahead. Those words I shared with you, those glorious words of a boundless supply, are found in Deuteronomy the 8th chapter, verses 7 through 10. And God has been ministering to my heart about what is going to be taking place in the world. There will be much trouble, even in the midst of some prosperity for some unbelievers. But there's also going to be trials and troubles such as we've not seen before, even for many of God's people. But let me encourage you, in the face of it all, His Word promotes victory instead of defeat. If we will obey and hearken to the voice of the Lord our God, we will experience bread without scarceness. And the olive oil, that speaks of the Holy Ghost. The honey is a type of the sweetness of His love. And the pomegranates, those are the seed fruit, which speak of a life that reproduces itself in the blessing of others. So, brother and sister, you're not just passing through this world, but God has placed you in a position to let the seed of His Word, if you will, be planted in the hearts of multitudes by your active participation in proclaiming the living Word of God. Think of it. God is moving to make you and me a blessing to others and in ways we've never known before. These verses of Scripture that I've shared with you tell of the victories which are ours when we've been tested even beyond measure. Think of it. You know, when you think of the Israelites, they went 40 years in a wilderness place. It wasn't hospitable. It wasn't lush. There was privation. Oh, God sustained them. They had manna all those years they were in the wilderness. Their shoes didn't wear out. Their clothes didn't wear out. But nonetheless, it wasn't the land flowing with milk and honey. And When our hearts are been filled with sorrow or despair, and when the heat of the battle makes us feel like we're in a desert place without water, just like that wilderness place the Israelites were in, well, then God comes to our rescue. His abundant blessings, His living waters flow and quench our thirst and disperse our weakness, and praise God, we are renewed. God's word tells us of the joy and strength that come out of the very heart of trial, mighty victories against the enemy. We are going to experience, in fact, are at this moment beginning the first fruits, if you will, of the greatest move of God the world has ever seen. We're close to the end. I think as you listen to the news, you just know that things are wrapping up. Things cannot continue as they are for very long unless God intervenes in the affairs of men and of governments and of nations. While there's time to work, beloved, we need to do all that we can. Jesus has never called us to do a job without first making it possible for us to do it. We never walk alone. God said He would be with us, just as the Lord promised that He would be with Moses, that he would lead them through the wilderness place. Even though they had murmured and complained and were disobedient, He promised His presence. And so we aren't alone. God is our strength, our life, our anointing. And there shall be fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills. The words of our God shall make us rejoice, beloved, in the midst of lack and sorrow. Nonetheless, as God's people, we shall prosper and have plenty. His word has declared it. My heart has been so burdened for lost souls. In fact, I've never felt such a burden or an aching in my heart, or such an urgency to do all that we can as God's people to proclaim the good news in a greater measure than we've ever done before, to do all that we can to reach friends and loved ones and work associates. And I hunger in my soul to see you blessed beyond anything you've ever received before, not only for my spiritual family, who's part of the ministry of correspondence, but I know there's some of you, you'll never write, but you listen faithfully, and my heart cries out to God in your behalf. As I was studying the word this morning, the Lord quickened Isaiah 41 to me, and as I was praying for UCM partners, He again quickened this same chapter to me and showed me how it symbolizes what He is doing and is going to do in those who are willing to go all the way with the Lord. In verse 9, God says that Israel is the seed of Abraham. And the seed of Abraham is also true of those who are His spiritual seed, the children of God by faith. God said of Israel, the seed of Abraham, that she was His friend. And remember what Jesus said? He said, I no longer call you servants, but you are my friends. So, brother, sister, you're counted as His friend. And you know, I just felt in the spirit that some of you are listening, that you have been made to feel by the enemy that you're really not too significant or important to God, that, you know, you're just one little person and you know, you do what you can, but you don't feel you're really important to God at times. But God has said, Thou art my servant. I have chosen thee. That's to each and every one of His children. Our precious Lord showed me these promises are virtually for you. He said, I am with you. He is with you as your shield and your great reward. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord just wanting to minister to you. Behold, I will uphold you, says the Lord, and cause the oppression of the enemy to be removed far from you. And I will bless the efforts of your hands and cause you to be as a fruitful tree in your walk with me. I will give you an abundance of fruit. Yea, I've given my angels charge over you, and they shall keep you in all of your ways. Because you desire to be a doer of my word, I shall bless you in your deeds. You shall be happy and rejoice in the things you shall do for me, and I will open to you the rivers of living water, and I will make your path one of peace and of power and of fellowship with me, like you have desired, says the Lord. Praise God. The Lord said, you are my witnesses. And as we partner together with the Lord, with one another, in prayer, standing in the Spirit, God will do a work. I feel such a burden in my heart that, saints, we need to be praying for our nation, praying for this upcoming election, praying for one another, for the leaders in the body of Christ, for our nation, for the nations of the world. We have to do our part, and it's the work of the enemy to make you feel that what you do in prayers, in giving, in standing in the Spirit is not significant. But that's a lie. The Word says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So I encourage you to just consecrate yourself anew to the Lord. He wants to do so much in your life. Why? Not just because He loves you and wants you blessed, but that you can be a living demonstration of who God is, that you can go forth as an ambassador, that you can represent the King. Now, just like an ambassador of any nation is well equipped, they are given good things and fine things. They're taken care of. Why? Because they represent the nation that they are, you know, being sent forth from. So you can be sure, I mean, the U.S. ambassador, you can be sure, or any ambassador of any nation, that they're going to be well equipped. They're going to make a good impression because they are representing that entire national identity. And so with us, God wants to minister to you and bless you. And right now, I just want to pray, Father, I take authority over every work of oppression, over every lying spirit that would come against your people, to make them feel that their efforts, their energies are not sufficient or inadequate, or that they're futile or impotent, that they can't really affect things on a national level. Lord, it's when we all pray, you are the head, as you orchestrate our individual prayers, as you will cause us to walk in unity in the Spirit, Lord, you will hear from heaven, and you will forgive our sin and heal our land as we seek your face. Lord, we ask that you would just move in this nation. Move, Lord. You put into elected offices those whom you desire, Lord, and you will turn this nation back to you. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Lord, we just thank you for ministering and moving and strengthening your people. Renew them in prayer. Renew them in commitment and dedication as never before, in Jesus' name. Praise God. I do encourage you to pray. Pray daily for our nation. Pray for one another, and pray for me and for all those in ministry and in leadership, and pray that God unite us in the Spirit. God bless you. The announcer will give you our address. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.